The senior executive service ought to be an aspiration for anyone going into a federal career. But SESers themselves have doubts about talent retention and their own leadership qualities. Joining me with more on the latest research by Deloitte and the Senior Executives Association, David Dye, Director of Human Capital Services at Deloitte. Mr. Dye, good to have you back.
Tom, very nice to speak with you again. Thanks for the opportunity.
This showed some kind of rough percentages on how SESers feel about their own agency's abilities and their own kind of career mobility and retention qualities. What do you think of the main takeaways from all of this?
Well, as far as we know, this is the first of its kind survey that has been done with the Senior Executive Service. As you said, we did this jointly with the Senior Executives Association. And I guess the good news is that there's a lot of caring and commitment out there by senior leaders. About the organizations they lead, they know what they're accountable for. But yet, as you said, there's some numbers and percentages in here that begin to pose some challenges about the support that they need or the lack thereof in terms of improving their own performance and how we can have leaders be successful in government, not only today, but in the future. And we have a lot to say about what the future looks like. So what we're hearing is there's a lot of voice of concern from the executives in government about where things are today and if we're prepared for the future.
Because looking at one of the aspects of this survey, transformational leadership, federal leaders surveyed highlighted a growing concern in the federal space that leaders are not prepared for the future workforce. And they cite the cultural and digital barriers. I mean, that sounds like, in some sense, every generation has that issue. But is the upcoming and younger workforce much more connected, much more digital and so forth than the graybeards that are populating the SES now? Is that the issue?
We think so. And, the word transformation gets thrown around. We do think it's an important term for today. This topic of digital leadership is interesting. If you ask people, what does it mean? You often think about technology. But if you look at some of the numbers here in our report and what leading thinkers are saying, is it's more than just using technology. It's certainly that. But it's also how leaders at all levels kind of take on proactively opportunities in times of change, and how do they work in a workforce that is expecting different ways for work to be done. It's about being adaptable. It's about taking risks. It's about making decisions in a very rapidly changing environment where maybe you don't have all the information you need.
And I guess dealing with younger workers, and not just millennials, but people that came before you, they are probably less respectful or less, let's say, tolerant of rigid hierarchies and bureaucratic methodologies that tend to dominate federal agencies.
Well, I think that's right. And, today we would say that many of the younger workers are not necessarily viewing a career the way that we have. They're actually looking at jobs as an experience. They're looking for good experiences. And one of these very disparate percentages in our report on this topic of transformation leadership is how leaders are probably pretty good about collaboration within their own teams or their own structure, but when it comes to cross-collaboration and knowledge sharing, which of course technology promotes and what really younger people have become very proficient at, it's how do we do this across silos, across units, across agencies, because I think that's the way that many of our millennials like to communicate.
And also the question of senior executive readiness and their concerns over leadership development opportunities. Do they mean for themselves that are already at the SES level, or do they mean keeping that pipeline filled of people that are going to come after them?
Well, it's both. So just backing up for a second, we, in reviewing the data, came out with three themes. So one was this notion of transformation leadership. Are we prepared for the future? Are we ready to embrace that? Have leaders act in this digital environment. The second one about executive readiness is really the leaders that are in the positions today, and are they being prepared for the roles in which they're either being identified for or taking on? And in this case, we're finding that senior leaders are expressing doubts about the ability of their agencies to provide those opportunities for them. So while 60% or so say that there are those opportunities out there to help them build leadership capabilities, only about a third are saying that their developmental needs are actually taken into account when those areas of responsibility are considered. So from a readiness and a putting people in positions, there's a challenge. And then the third theme around leadership pipeline is really more about attracting and putting people into these positions, even at probably much lower levels and earlier in their careers, and identifying them. So this notion of, do we have a pipeline that's going to attract people from outside and promote the right people from within government?
We're speaking with David Dye, Director of Federal Human Capital Services at Deloitte, about the survey of the SES done in conjunction with the Senior Executives Association. And you've got a pretty long laundry list of action steps that you feel agencies can take, agency political leaders, and I guess those at the career level can also take. What are some of the top things people can do now to increase leadership pipeline opportunities and training and all of those things?
Right. Well, when you, obviously, it's always good to have recommendations and things that you would like to have take place after a survey like this, and we certainly have a good list, as you said. They are aligned around these three themes around pipeline, executive readiness, and transformation leadership. And when you look at them, there's probably, 20 or 25 in here, where we break it down in terms of what agencies can do in their own leader development strategies and programs, but also a number of things that individual leaders can do on their own right. The more we've gotten into looking at leadership success and effectiveness, there certainly is the enterprise way of looking at this on programs and initiatives, but there's so much that leaders can do every day with their employees that maybe seems like common sense, but we don't commit the time to do it. So, finding opportunities to proactively engage with their employees around how things are going, how they can be supported, what's getting in the way of them being more successful, again, sounds very common sense. But if you just take the time and be proactive about this, really good things can happen. So the recommendations are for agencies, they're for other stakeholders out there, they're even for individual leaders in the agencies themselves.
And what strikes me about the list of bullet points here, all of these, as you say, there's a couple of dozen recommendations, I don't see them, any of them, that really require congressional intervention or reinventing the entire notion of what it's like to be a federal employee. They don't have to redo the civil service system. These are things that really good, strong managers can do already.
I think that's right. Not to ignore that there are certainly discussions going on about what might be done on a policy or congressional level, and maybe looking at budgets that could be aligned against this. But you're right. These things don't necessarily cost a lot of money or take a lot of time. They just take, I would say, self-awareness and commitment and accountability on the part of leaders themselves. And then I think agencies can do some self-diagnosis, looking at the findings that we came out with and perhaps putting in place some of their own things that, again, probably don't take a whole lot of time or budget, but really just take some good thinking.
David Dye is Director of Federal Human Capital Services at Deloitte. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Tim. Nice to talk to you again.
We'll post a link to the study and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.